Peter, let's take a moment. Between now, as we approach the month of September, and until we get the combine in the field, what are some things we still need to be scouting for out in those cornfields?
Well, this year in particular, because of the extended wet weather we had, the protracted wet weather conditions due to excessive rains and that resulted in nitrogen loss, among other things, the stunted corn plants, restricted root systems. These problems sort of set the stage for some issues we have to be aware of it at harvest. Probably one of the major issues we're hearing people talk about right now is scouting for stock quality issues, stock rots, presence of which can lead to stock lodging, and weather conditions this year, the excessive rain really limited the size of our root systems this year. So we have relatively small roots, and as the corn plant goes into maturity, it starts to usually cannibalize that root system. So if you have a bigger root system, it takes more time to cannibalize. But with these very small root systems, they're going to be more vulnerable to stock rots because they're smaller. And the plants, especially in some parts of the state which have actually been dry, they're going to start, those root systems are going to be competing with the ear. The ear is going to get priority for the sugars that the plants are producing. And the root system and the lower stock are going to get basically starved for sugars, and they're going to start dying. And these root rot, fungi, stock rot organisms are going to invade the roots, and then they're going to invade the lower stock and set the stage for potential stock lodging problems in those fields. Now, we say there's something like this about every year. It seems it's a perennial issue, and we talk about it every year. But this year, because of the nitrogen stress conditions, which contributed to root injury on plants, the saturated soil conditions created a lot of root injury, plus the lack of nitrogen. We have plants that have kind of marginal root systems that are very shallow and very small in size.
Do we still need to be concerned with leaf diseases?
Yes, very much so. And the leaf diseases have a kind of an association with the stock rot we just talked about, because if we lose the leaf tissue, which contributes to photosynthesis and sugar production, that can, again, even put more strain on that stock root system, and cause the roots and lower stock to die even faster because there's not even less sugar to go around.
Is it recommended, if necessary, to still apply a fungicide at this point?
No, at this stage in the game, for foliar diseases, it's not beneficial. In fact, at this particular field day we're looking at, that's interesting. We actually see the plots have been sprayed for disease, and we're still seeing some evidence of organism breaking through that foliar application. Now, they were probably put on a tassel, so that's normal, but at this stage in the game, the damage has kind of been done, so you're probably, it's from an economic, you might get some, you might prevent some fungal development from occurring, but we're talking about right now the level of disease damage that's present.
Any ear rot concerns?
Ear rot concerns, the weather conditions, the fairly cool weather conditions we had this year at tasseling and soaking, that's the time frame in which the Gibberella ear rot organism oftentimes invades the ears. And if the organism gets established in these cool, wet conditions, and then we have a protracted or delayed harvest, which there are some of the meteorologists, the climatologists this year, telling us that we could have a wetter than normal harvest period. And if harvest is delayed, that's going to allow these fungi in the ears to start producing more mycotoxins than they would if they were harvested early.
So we're going to need to be out in the field, really keeping an eye on things to determine where we may need to begin harvest.
Yeah, it's really critical that growers go out because of the variable nature of the crop, too. And many of these fields, just between fields and just within fields, you may have corn that's at a whole range of plant sizes, which is going to warrant some consideration from the standpoint of combine adjustments. And so these whole range of different conditions within a field are going to warrant not only scouting one spot in the field or several spots in the field, but maybe several spots within these different areas of the field that have been affected by the rainfall or excessive rainfall.
Just wanted to ask about these cooler than normal temperatures that we've been experiencing here for the past couple of weeks. Has that been detrimental to the corn crop?
No, it's actually been a blessing, and because it's, first of all, corn likes, corn's kind of like humans. It likes these are temperatures. Today we're talking about temperatures in the 60s. And that's actually, some people might think that's not good for corn, but actually at this stage in the corn plant's development, and during grain fill, these temperatures in the nighttime temperatures in low 60s and daytime temperatures in 70s are actually promote good grain filling. So, and also if we had higher temperatures and in the absence of rainfall, it prevents the plants from being stressed. So these cool temperatures and the absence of rainfall prevent the plants from being stressed. And again, gets back to that story I was telling you about the stock rots. But never, and also it allows these corn ears to fill more. And these cooler temperatures also prevent these leaf diseases, which are heavily present below the ear, to move above the ear, because that's the action from the standpoint of photosynthesis, most of that action is occurring above the ear. That's where we get most of our corn, our sugar production that goes into the ear, is that above the ear. And so if that leaf tissue stays relatively unaffected by these leaf disease organisms, that's good for us.
So if the temperatures go back up, that could be
a bad thing, especially if they go back up with some high humidity and some rainfall. Yeah, heavy dews.